There's a national test called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance Survey. The test was developed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and given every 2 years. Most recently, in October, around 12,000 city students filled out the computerized questionnaire, which included some questions especially for Buffalo. Questions range from sexual activity and prevention to how many students consider themselves homeless, even couch surfing. Consultant Jessica Weitzel says some things are going better for middle school students.
Smoking, alcohol, marijuana use are down. Fewer students are having sex at middle school level. That is a very good sign, and that continues into high school. There's less fighting than when the survey was done in 2011, and their students are wearing helmets more often.
That's helmets for riding bicycles. Weitzel is president and co-owner of VIA Evaluations, which works with the district. On the other side of life for middle schoolers, Weitzel says some things are getting worse, in student opinion.
There is more reported bullying at the middle schools than there was in 2011, and this is increasing. We've seen this increase almost every year.
School Superintendent Kreiner Cash says these surveys result in programs and changes in existing programs to deal with depression issues and students who have seen people shot, stabbed, or beaten in their neighborhoods. And there will be changes this time as the latest report is analyzed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.